This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
If you've got a pulse, then most likely you'll understand that marketing via social media is a trend that's become fundamental to almost every company's corporate marketing plan, in addition to their corporate image and brand awareness building. But the question remains, is anyone really paying attention? Do the added effort and expense of the tools to manage this additional interaction portal justify the investment in technology? More specifically, can the payback and return on investment, or ROI, even be calculated? Now, I'll go out on a limb here and say yes to all of that, and I'll offer the following example as a proof point. In my current position, in addition to being responsible for a good deal of the content on the Avaya Podcast Network, I find myself traveling to an event or customer meeting just about every week. Given that opportunity, I like to test the waters with travel companies that I choose to do business with to measure their social media interactions with their customers. I'll tweet, mention, and give props when deserving, and I've even been known to dish out a bit of criticism when appropriate. Now, for me personally, I can attest that it's improved the perceived level of customer satisfaction, and there have been cases when I'm certain that my social media interaction helped expedite certain issues that may have otherwise fallen through the cracks. For example, I had an iPhone extra battery case from PhoneSuit that failed after about 6 weeks. Tweeting about that got an immediate response back and an immediate replacement, all for just a small $3.78 handling fee, just to cover postage. Certainly well worth the price, and it managed to get them a very nice thank you tweet for their great customer service. Now, social media worked, not just because they responded, but because the old Fletch would have just tossed that in the junk drawer and chalked it up as stuff I bought that was junk. Social media gave me an additional channel to interact with that company. In this example, I won by getting the product replaced, they won by maintaining a good image with their customers, and they won again by getting brand recognition into the Twitterverse. This week, another interaction took place that really took it to the next level and prompted me to write this particular blog. With Newark as my local origination airport and a major hub airport for United, I have the opportunity to utilize United Airlines as my primary carrier, and they happen to be one of my favorite Twitter targets. Why? Not only is their customer service impeccable, their responsiveness online and on the phone is almost instantaneous. And they're incredibly responsive when monitoring social media interactions with their customers. Bottom line is they're a company that uses technology to make sure they're accessible. They also happen to be a wonderful Avaya customer using our contact center portfolio in their customer interactions. It was a few months ago that I noticed their attention to social media when they began responding to my tweets where I was mentioning at United. And for me, it quickly became a game to see just how long it would take for them to respond and if the content of my tweets could expedite that interaction as a proof point that they were really listening to the social media chatter. I was very interested in seeing if their social media tool had identified me as a United customer that regularly interacts on social media, and if that would increase the level of their interaction with me. Well, as it turns out, United is not the only airline that closely monitors their brand on social media. As a response to a simple tweet complimenting Air Canada on the addition of a USB charger port in the seat back of every seat on the aircraft, promoted the following exchange.
Way to go at Air Canada. USB charger adapters in every seat. Hashtag smart travel.
Surprisingly, within a few minutes, the all-too-familiar ding from my smartphone notified me of a response to my tweet. Now, while I would have expected this from United, it seems that I found that Air Canada was also socially active in monitoring their brand, and they had responded to my tweet with,
At Fletch911, we are glad you like the mark. Have a good flight, hashtag charged.
Cool. Game on. and the representative had responded within 3 minutes. Not too shabby, actually. But that could just be an automated response, and I wanted to test the waters a bit and see just how far they were willing to go, and how far I could push my dry humor. I sent back a response tweet to see if this was just an automated fluke, or did I actually stumble across a live agent with a playful sense of humor.
At Air Canada, shush, you're going to make United jealous, even if it is a code share flight.
Again, within 3 minutes, what appears to be a live agent, as you'll notice by the /NM at the end of the message, came back with,
"Ha ha ha, we certainly don't want to ruin your relationship, Mark."
Okay, so now I'm just pushing my luck and the door of the aircraft was closing, so I needed to power down. God forbid we allow Twitter to interfere with a $50 million aircraft. But hey, we're still at the gate, so I snuck in another quickie just before the flight attendant spotted me and we started moving.
At Air Canada, when I fly at United next week, I'll get, "Honey, is that Canadian Jet A I smell on you?" Smiley face. Thanks for the pre-takeoff fun.
One final response, and I was on my way.
At Fletch 911 anytime, Mark, smiley face.
And I had a huge grin on my face as I once again successfully interacted with a major corporation and got them to respond to me as an individual. By an individual. Their response made them look like a company with a sense of feeling for the customers and showed that interaction to anyone else that was also monitoring their brand. Best of all, it provided me with a great lesson in social media that I could then blog about on my flight from Calgary to Houston. Now, will I switch to Air Canada as my primary carrier because of this? Well, no. They're a lot of fun to interact with on Twitter, but they don't fly the routes that I need when I need them. Others will see this interaction, however, and it paints Air Canada in a very positive light, as one who not just interacts, but connects with their customers at a much deeper and personal level. Those few moments they invested in social media that day will pay back 100 times over in the promotion of goodwill and the building of their corporate image. As for me, should I see them as an option as a travel partner in Canada, I'll definitely select them over other choices, as they have made an effort to set themselves above the rest by caring about me as an individual, even if it only was for a few brief minutes on that one day. Can you really put a value on something like that? This podcast has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Danielle Peretti. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. APN legal correspondent, Martha Beyer. And the official APN voice dude, Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN program and creative director. You can follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN or using #APN. And be sure to check out our brand new landing page at avaya.com/APN, where we've just added some new keyword search functionality. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Take care, and we'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.